Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.
Right, folks, welcome back to another edition of John Solomon Reports. As you've probably just figured out, I am not John Solomon. I am Daniel Payne. I'm a reporter with Just the News, and I am filling in for John today. I filled in before, and I've always enjoyed it. I hope you all have enjoyed it. And if you haven't, as always, please direct your comments. You know, you can send them right to me. You don't have to send them to John. If you don't like the way I do things here, you're welcome to just email me, and I'll address your concerns accordingly. I'm happy to be here today. We have an excellent guest, Mr. Alfredo Ortiz, the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. That's a wonderful advocacy group that's done a lot of great work and is currently doing work to address a lot of the fallout from the kind of chaos in Georgia over the last several weeks about a month and a half or so related to their new voting law. So we will be talking with him about that, and he's got some great insight into what's been going on down there and some burgeoning efforts to try and counteract that effect. But in the meantime, one thing we might look on is the excitement over that Georgia law, the backlash and the rage and the demonstrations and the corporate denunciations of it, and that wasn't too long ago. That was last month, really, is when it really heated up and kind of went nuts. And MLB pulled its All-Star game out of there. Multiple corporations that are headquartered in Georgia strongly denounced it and signaled they would work to oppose it. And that was there for a few weeks. It was this kind of huge. A huge big deal, and now it's kind of died down in a lot of ways. You really don't see it as much in the news anymore, certainly not as much as you did in those first few days after it really sort of got heated. And the notable thing, of course, is that the economic fallout from it is still ongoing. The loss of the MLB All-Star game in particular, which, as I said, we'll talk about in a little bit with Mr. Ortiz, pain is still being felt by so many Georgians who have, business owners who have lost business, employees who have, lost jobs because of it. So that's still ongoing and very real. But the sort of media fracas over it has mostly died down. And that's kind of interesting because, at the time that the law was passed and that, it became known, it was spun as kind of this second coming of Jim Crow, right? That it was styled as this new era of voter suppression, where Georgia Republicans were clamping down on the right to vote and were going to ensure that so many voters couldn't get to the polls, and it was going to be just an all-out war on U.S. voting rights. And one thing that drove so much of that was media coverage of it, which was, perhaps unsurprisingly sensationalist and sort of outrageous, but didn't really address the actual substance of that law. And what you actually see is when you actually look at the substance of the law, it's really quite mild in terms of election reform. It made some tweaks to voting hours, to drop box regulations, to ID requirements, in particular for mail-in voting. Nothing at all major, no huge earthquake, but the response to it, of course, was as if it had been an earthquake. It was cataclysmic. But since that, you know, the coverage of it has dropped off and everything's kind of died down, I think that you can take that as kind of a pretty telling indication of the substance of the law itself, which was ultimately unremarkable. You know, you can keep a frenetic, you know, media environment on that sort of thing going for a little while, but eventually, you know, even the folks who are maybe less inclined to click through a link and actually read a law, they're probably going to find out that the you know, the law itself is not as draconian and as evil as it's painted out to be. So I think that was a, you know, sort of a way to sort of indicate that what was being spun back then was just really not accurate, that it's just not being covered anymore. You know, if it was the kind of once in a century voter suppression effort, you'd think you'd see more headlines about it even now, but it's just kind of died down. And you know, that's one thing that it's so critical for media outlets to do, and which many of them are largely uninterested in doing, is actually you know, giving just a primary, firsthand, you know, unfiltered facts to their readers. And you know, most often that is going to come in the form of primary sources, which in this case would actually be the law itself. You know, Just the News, we really make a diligent effort every single day to link as much primary sources as we can to anything we're reporting on. You know, if that's some documents that we uncovered via FOIA, if it's a law, if it's a proclamation from the president's desk, if it's an executive order, anything like that, we make the effort to let our readers peruse that. And there are some other outlets that do that. There are many that don't. One thing for consumers of media to look for when they're consuming media coverage, when they're reading reports, when they're reading, you know, newspapers or you know, I guess in this case websites, you know, with news reports, is do you have access to that which is being reported on? You know, if it's something that can be provided, do you have access to the primary documents, to the sources, to maybe the transcripts, to maybe the you know, official receipts or whatever the case may be. That's one thing we strive to do at Just the News, and it's something that all responsible news outlets should strive to do. And I think that if you had seen more of that, certainly in this case of the Georgia voting law, if more news outlets had said, look, here's the law, here's a rundown of everything that happens in it, you know, play by play, here's the actual text of the law itself that you can read. I think when you have that sort of thorough, unbiased journalism, then you just have a much more responsible media environment, and you have much more informed and consequently responsible readers as well. So that's something that you didn't see a whole lot of. And in fact, it's something that you don't see a whole lot of in so much of the media these days. You didn't see it last month. And you just don't encounter it as much with major media outlets as well. So that is something we work to do, and we really work to provide our readers every day. So, you know, as is the case with this with Georgia law, these things often, you know, sort of die down. Their moment in the sun passes, and you know, the hysteria dies down. But, you know, I think one thing that was rather troubling about that whole affair was it really signaled, I think, a pretty concerning portent of what's to come as far as you know, election reform laws in this country. Now, you know, you can agree with election reform laws like that, you can disagree with them, you can you know, think they're absolutely critical, you can think they're not necessary, and you know, you oppose them with all your being. But the most important thing is that you get an unbiased look at what these laws are, what legislators are attempting to do, what kind of measures they're attempting to pass, you know, at the state level, what effect they'll have on you know, the voting body of citizens. So as you see more of these laws come down the pipe, and they are coming, state legislatures are really making you know, pretty concerted efforts to pass more laws like this across the country. What's concerning is that this sort of, you know, media circus kind of thing is going to play out over and over again as more and more states enact these types of laws. You know, it's, again, regardless of whether or not you actually support them or you oppose them, what's most critical is that, you know, as many Americans as possible get as thorough and unbiased and fair a view of these laws as they can. And if this whole sort of weird media psychosis and you know, pundit freak out and you know, activist push occurs every time one of these laws is passed, then we're not going to have that sort of unbiased view. We're not going to have that sort of reasonable look at what's being proposed and what's being enacted. We're just going to have more and more freakouts. We're going to have more and more corporations, you know, pulling up stakes for what they see as more favorable climates in other states. And you're going to have more economic fallout. You're going to have more people hurting from job losses and loss of income. So, you know, it's not just a philosophical matter of fairness or accuracy or anything like that. This type of coverage and this type of popular response to legislation of this variety, it has consequences. It has fallout. There are people who can't make their bills, who can't make their mortgage, who aren't sure, you know, how they're going to make their next car payment because of the you know, sort of wildly distorted and irresponsible approach that was taken to this. And so, you know, what we're hoping is that, you know, and you know, that we can have a small effect on this as well, just the news, but that every news organization might consider really, you know, covering these sorts of things just much more upfront, honestly, fairly, and that, you know, within our media environment, we can have sort of a comprehensive and fair look at, you know, these laws and any other laws, of course, that are being passed, and any other societal or cultural developments that just in general that our you know, media industry do a better job of covering critical issues and ensuring that they're doing it, you know, without overhyping it or sensationalizing it in any way, that just the facts are presented. So we're glad to bring you those every day. And as I said, we are glad to bring you Alfredo Ortiz coming up. He's going to have some great insight into what's going on at Georgia and what's going on next down there as the fallout continues and as you know, pushback to that sort of hysteria continues as well. So we'll talk with him soon, so please stick around.
Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order.
All right, folks. Welcome back to John Solomon Reports. As I said, this is Daniel Payne. I'm a reporter for Just the News. I'm subbing in for John Solomon today, and we have an excellent guest with us today to talk about the last several weeks or months in Georgia, the madness down there, and the effect that a lot of decisions by business leaders in that state are having on the economic climate in that state and what's being done about it. We have Mr. Alfredo Ortiz. He is the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Thank you for being here with us today, Alfredo.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So, you know, Georgia has been obviously in a state of significant turmoil in recent weeks following, in no small part, the Major League Baseball organization's decision to remove its All-Star game from the state this year in protest over Georgia's new election reform law. Now, as we know, that election law, you know, implemented some modest election reforms, nothing at all major, but there was a huge backlash to it with folks claiming it was, you know, a second coming of Jim Crow and this horrible act of oppression. And, you know, among the most major decisions by business leaders was MLB's decision to move its All-Star game to Colorado. And Alfredo, you've been sort of at the forefront of efforts to respond to that and try and you know, mitigate and maybe even reverse some of the fallout associated with that move. So can you tell us what you and the Job Creators Network have been up to in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it really has been a disaster for the state, you know, small business owners, which really, in many cases, really, it's you know, minority small business owners in particular. When you look at Atlanta, for example, versus Denver, Atlanta has 51% African-American population, Denver 9%. When you look at the number of black-owned businesses, I mean, this is what's amazing. Colorado versus Georgia. Georgia has about nine times as many black-owned small businesses as Colorado. Yet supposedly, you know, from the president and Stacey Abrams, they're saying that the big reason why they balked at the Georgia voting law is to help our black, you know, our black voters in the state. And that was the sole reason. But, you know, interestingly, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the biggest paper in the state of Georgia, did a poll early January and found that three quarters of Georgia voters supported voter ID, including two-thirds
right.
black voters,
right.
and almost 90% of those making under $25,000. So the very group that President Biden and Stacey Abrams claimed are trying to help actually support voter ID.
Right.
And in fact, I think 98% of all voters in Georgia have IDs already. And so, you know, the move to Colorado, we believe that decision by Major League Baseball, and quite frankly, kind of perpetuated and egged on by Delta and Coca-Cola, really was completely unnecessary. And so that's why we've been so vocal about this, because look, $100 million basically of lost economic revenue to these small businesses across the state of Georgia.
And so, I mean, what do you think is the, in light of the sort of demographic realities of, you know, the political opinions of so many people in Georgia being out of step with those of the MLB and so many other corporations, what do you think led these corporations and businesses to make this decision to fight against this law, sort of in contravention of the political desires of the very people they say they're trying to help? What motivates a decision like that?
Well, look, I mean, the ringleader of all of this was Stacey Abrams, and interestingly enough, if you look at back in, you know, the 2018 election, you know, she called for election reform. You know, based on the race that she had, she said there were irregularities in Georgia voting laws and stuff like that. President Trump called it as well. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, I mean, I think what they were trying to do is basically address both sides, and in some cases codify some of the voting allowances that were provided because of the COVID pandemic. Things were allowed, for example, like voting boxes that had actually not been written in and codified in Georgia voting laws. Now that's actually put in there. And then, you know, this claim that there's less voting hours now that, you know, to negatively impact, you know, the black voting community,
right.
Is just a total lie. In fact, I believe I looked into this. I believe there are actually eight more hours now versus what it used to be
right.
in terms of, you know, time to be able to vote. And so, you know, the only thing I can think of to answer that question is, from a motivation standpoint, it was strictly political. And unfortunately, you had kind of the ringleader from a business standpoint with Delta that kind of took the charge to kind of spread what I call kind of the dissemination of misinformation.
Right.
You know, I think they were very culpable in that. And And you know, we think they should be held accountable. I mean, you kind of expect this out of politicians, right? We all kind of expect politicians to lie through their teeth, I guess, at this point. But you really expect these corporations that, you know, represent the beverages we drink, the cars we drive, the planes we fly, to really kind of be held to a much higher standard in terms of telling the truth to the American public. And we believe, you know, sadly, I mean, Delta was actually involved in the negotiation, and this comes right from the governor, is that they were involved in negotiations all the way to the very end. And so for them to then come out, you know, basically after the fact complaining about it just makes no sense to us.
Right, right. Well, so the Job Creators Network, you know, you've obviously, that organization has been at the forefront of so much business advocacy in the U.S. For many years now. What are y'all doing, or, you know, you yourself or the JCN, what are y'all doing to, you know, maybe try and, you know, counteract this sort of bizarre narrative and you know, yeah, maybe, you know, bring back jobs or sort of mitigate some of the economic fallout?
Yeah, so one of the first things that we did is, you know, we love billboards at Job Creators Network. We put one up on Times Square, hitting AOC on the Amazon pullout.
Yes.
And that was very effective. So in this particular case, we actually put up a billboard on April 9th. And in addition to that, we also took out a full-page ad out in the New York Times. But the billboard read, "Hey, Commissioner Rob, keep your eye on the ball, not politics." shook them up a little bit on that one, but then we took another one out a couple weeks later in the same spot, and we read that one was a little bit more interesting. I think it got a little bit more attention. It said, "Hey, Rob, all strikes and no balls?" you know, people seem to get a chuckle just like you did. But, you know, in this particular case, we think that was an appropriate statement, because the reason why he pulled it out really was not justified. The reason why he pulled the game out of Atlanta and the damage that it had, like I said, the $100 million damage and impact to small business owners across the state of Georgia, in particular, right, our minority small business owners, you know, completely unjustified. And, you know, what we've said is, if he really wants to show that he does have a pair, he should bring it back to the state of Georgia. Right. That's going to take a lot more guts to do that, because he's going to have to stand up to, you know, the political operatives like Stacey Abrams and even the president, who at an ESPN press conference said, "Well, I'll have no problem if Georgia, if MLB decides to move the game out of Georgia to Denver."
Right.
So, you know, basically kind of having the blessing of the president to move that. And again, we think all of this was so unnecessary, because when you look at the actual Georgia voting law, which they are effectively protesting, I mean, it really does make it easy to vote, hard to cheat.
Right.
You know, all the different elements, and I've actually gone through the state legislator that actually wrote the law, Barry Fleming, and went through probably the top eight biggest complaints or challenges or issues that the left has with that, and they're all false. They're all myths.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, certainly it's going to be kind of this Herculean effort to sort of address that and push back against all of the you know, strange, inexplicable falsehoods that have been, you know, propagated about this law. But certainly think y'all are among the group's best poised to do it, so we will be looking for that. Mr. Ortiz, thank you so much today, and keep up the great work, and we'll be following your progress, and we'd love to have you back at some time.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, now, thank you.
Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us /justnews.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining us today. As I said, I am Daniel Payne. I'm a reporter at Just the News, filling in for John Solomon today. Always happy to be here and always happy to talk to some good guests and share some good information with y'all, and I hope we get to do it again soon. You know, we talked about voting laws and voting reform today. One thing that I would urge our listeners to keep an eye on is two efforts in both Texas and Ohio. Both are attempting, the legislatures in both are attempting to pass some election reform bills. So we may see sort of similar fights or struggles or sort of controversies break out there. Of course, we will be covering them thoroughly at Just the News. Any issues like that, we're always on top of. So please do follow us there to see the latest in election reform laws and other national news items that you need to know. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you back here real soon.
Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off.